Tips from the Top Floor, show number 65, October 24th, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
Hello, this is Jeff Hammond in London, UK, and you're listening to Tips from the Top Floor with Chris Marquardt.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, the show about photography, and I hope you had a great weekend. It's Monday and it's another week. Just one news item today. The Halloween assignment is published on the website. If you want to see what the Tips from the Top Floor listeners have come up with, go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com and have a look at the gallery. And here's today's photography topic. A listener asked me if I could do a show on waterfall and fountain photography, and my initial gut feeling was that I didn't want to do such a show. When I thought a bit more about it, I even found out why I had that feeling. I believe that in all areas of learning, it's most important to learn one thing: the ability to apply techniques and methods that you learned in one situation onto another situation. Which basically, I think, means to learn to recognize commonalities between different situations. I think in photography, once you are at that point, you have it mostly sorted out. But it's not easy to learn that skill, especially in a field such as photography, where many hard factors given by the technology mix with so many soft factors that I guess maybe could even be reduced to one single term: taste. But still, taste aside, for our purpose, let's assume we want to do a technically perfect image without any trace of over- or underexposure. Let's start with the example of trying to get a good exposure in a backlight situation. And one typical backlight situation is when you're trying to take a portrait of someone sitting in front of a window when it's really bright outside. Now, in order to get a well-exposed image, we have two options. Either go outside and dim the sky, or bring more light to the front of the subject. And you can achieve that using a fill flash or a reflector or any other light source. So now let's take a look at a situation that on first glance looks different, such as taking a picture of a fountain while trying to get an interesting composition from a very interesting and very low angle. So you're lying flat on your back and compose that image with a camera pointing upwards. Very cool composition, and the sky and everything looks really stunning. But wait a minute, didn't we learn that the dynamic range of the human eye is dramatically better than the range of a digital camera? So let's give it a try by doing a couple of test shots and then checking the histogram. And there we have it. Either the sky looks beautiful and the fountain is hopelessly underexposed, or the fountain looks great, but the sky is totally blown out. Didn't we have that same situation with taking that portrait at the window? Bingo, backlight situation. So let's do something about it. Several options in this case again. Fill flash might work, but only if you're not too far from the fountain and the flash is strong enough, and then you won't have anything to bounce the flash off, so you're stuck with pointing the flash directly at the fountain, which in turn might make hard shadows. Most likely not the ideal option. But I wasn't kidding when I said dimming the sky earlier on. Actually, that's a great idea, and with blue skies, a polarizer might just do the trick and make the sky a few stops darker, so that it's much closer to the brightness of the fountain. You could also try a neutral density gray filter that covers only half of the lens and darken down the sky this way without affecting things below the horizon too much. Whichever way you choose, here you have it. Situations that on first sight seem very different can often be boiled down to be virtually the same. So learn your techniques, learn to apply them in different situations, and you're halfway there. And And that was it for today's Tips from the Top Floor. Make sure you have a look at the results from the Halloween assignment on the gallery at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. If you have feedback or if you have questions, go to the forum at tipsfromthetopfloor.com. There's a lot of cool people hanging out there, and it's just a lot of fun to be there. My name's Chris Marquardt. Enjoy the week. Stay subscribed and happy shooting.